Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, all over Blog Talk Radio land. It is Saturday, December 12th, 2020, and welcome to another episode of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one, the only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, Jeffrey Rochelle. Tonight is going to be a little different, listening and callers. Tonight is going to be a little different, listening, radio viewing audience. I had initially had author Candy Licker on as a guest for tonight, but unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, she will not be on. So this show will be ending a little quickly than as expected. Meaning that I'm going to give a few announcements, talk about a few things, and then I will be done with y'all early tonight. So we won't run a whole hour tonight because, unfortunately, I have no guests for you all, and I apologize for that. And we're going to continue the show. We're going to go on. We're going to do what we got to do, and then I'm going to let y'all go. So with that being said, let's kick it off. So, as always, Work Cap Week. How was your week? Did you have a productive week? Did you have a good week? Was it what it was supposed to be? Were you happy to get to Friday? Were you feel like it was slow to get to Friday? This week for me was pretty cool. And I'm counting down the days to my vacation. So it's like I'm kind of like, well, yes, two more weeks to Christmas, one more week to Christmas. It's coming. I'm counting down. Because I actually go on vacation Christmas weekend, and I work Monday. And then I'm on vacation until the new year. So I'm pretty excited about that. A whole 6 days off, like I'm on vacation, like I'm, you know, actually on a vacation going somewhere. But I'm just going to sit back and chill. Please just sit back and chill and just enjoy the time of being off. We done been through so much with this COVID this year that it's like, I'm ready to say goodbye to this year. I really am. We constantly losing people. We lost Natalie. Denise, the girl that did BAPS, I can't think of her last name, but she was in BAPS. She was in How to Be a Player. She had a guest, Family Matters. She was on there the episode when the girl gangs were out and they beat up Laura. I believe she was on that episode. She was on that episode, but she was on BAPS. She was on How to Be a Player. She's a Tyler Perry movie. You know, we lost her to colon cancer. And then this week, we lost Devo. Devo is gone. So it's like, wow, 2020, you just came in here and you just took up a lot of greats from us this year, a lot of greats. But Devo was the most recent. So it's like, okay, we got a few more weeks to 2020. Can we just get through these last few weeks without nobody, losing nobody? You know, I know that's kind of a lot to say, but, you know, it's, you know, back to back, first girl from BAPS, now Devo, I was like, wow, okay, that really made my week because – I think they were going to make another Friday, like the last Friday or something like that. And it's like, how are they going to do it? Pops is gone, Debo gone. You know, how are they going to do it? So it's like I'm still hoping that they try to do it, but I could have sworn that they were going to do it. So my question is how now that Debo is gone? We lost Pops, but now Debo is gone from Friday. So it's like, what are we going to do? But as I stated before, to all those that have lost a loved one, to all those that have just went through the tremendous impact of that this year, my heart goes out to you. I lost an uncle and two aunts, and it just it's not this COVID just really came and changed. It's been an eye opening experience for this year, I should say. Really eye opening. It just drew my mind to a lot of things, and I've changed the way I think about a lot of things. I changed the way I look at a lot of things, and it's real, you know. I'm at work, and I work in the medical field, and it baffles me that so many patients think that this is not real and it's a game and it's a hoax and this. But we constantly losing people, and it's like, how can you sit and say that? And then with this vaccine, I'm a frontline worker, so you know I'm gonna have to get first dibs on it. But people thought I'm playing when I say this, but I'm not when I say this. I want the doctors at my clinic and the nurse practitioners to take it first, and then I'll decide to take it at that point. Let me see how they do. You know, I want to see how this goes with them. And if they don't, you know, nothing happen to them, okay, I'll fall in line and take it. But I want the doctors and the nurse practitioners at my job to take it first. Then I slide to the side and say, okay, you can pass me that and I'll do it too. Let's see how they do. So I'm not too gung-ho about this vaccine. They pushing it really, really quickly out. And, you know, like I said, I'm kind of skeptical about it like everybody else that really is. Like, what side effects are we going to have to taking this vaccine? I understand that we've been under, you know, this COVID for a year now, still going on to this day. You know, almost a year now, I should say, and it's still going on to this day. But, you know, this vaccine, it's like, okay. So I'm just going to see. I'm going to sit back and see. But other than that, other than the deaths and the loss and this and that, are y'all ready for Christmas? Are y'all done Christmas shopping? Have y'all started Christmas shopping? Have y'all not started? Are y'all waiting? What's going on with y'all Christmas plans? Me, myself, I don't have that many gifts to get. I'm not getting that many people. You know, not people. I'm not getting that many people gifts, I should say. So, you know, just the immediate family and that's it. But have you started your Christmas shopping? What gifts are you giving? What gifts do you decide to give? And I'm going to talk about this next week on my Christmas show, because the week after, which is Christmas weekend, there will not be a show. So the 26th of this month, there will not be a show. So just to let y'all know, get your pens and paper, write that down. There will not be a show on the 26th. We will resume that following Saturday, which is the 2nd, I believe, of January. But the 26th, there will not be a show because of the holiday weekend. I want to give you guys a break. I need a break. Love y'all, but it won't be no show the 26th, so we will have the show next week, which is our Christmas show, pre-Christmas show. And that is also my Ebony Abbey Christmas book giveaway. I dedicated my Christmas book giveaway now to Ebony Abbey. She was a good friend of mine. Most of you out in the literary world know her. She was a very big advocate in the literary world. Well, I decided to rename my Christmas book giveaway after her. We recently lost her to COVID. It's been about a good month and a half now, almost two. But we lost her recently to COVID, and Ebony was passionate about writing. She was passionate about the things that she did in the literary world. So I decided to dedicate my annual Christmas book giveaway to her by renaming it to the Ebony Abbey Christmas book giveaway. So readers, I know y'all like listening to me, but you might want to call in next week, because I will be blessing readers with some books, and I got some hot books that authors have donated to this book giveaway. You want to call in and get a hold of these books. I myself has donated a book. I got a book for my sister who wrote her biography. So you guys might want to call in next weekend so you can get a hold of these books, and it's free book giveaway. It's free. Who don't like free stuff? So you might want to give a call in instead of listening in to grab a hold of this book giveaway that I'm giving next weekend, because first come, first serve. So letting y'all know that. Next week, we talk to author LaVon as well, too. LaVon is no stranger to the literary world. She is my author sister here from Chicago. And it's so funny because she was on my Christmas show last year. Well, she's going to be on the Christmas show again this year. So never a dull moment with LaVon. I love her, Karen, Shoni, Quintessa, Jonda. They know I love them to death dearly, so. Those are my Summer Grant. You know, I love them dearly. So I'm happy to have LaVon on the show next week. And like I said, she was here last Christmas. So if you remember that show, You know, it was never a dull moment talking to her, so I'm looking forward to speaking with her again this Christmas show and also giving away books for the Ebony M. Abbey giveaway. Far as my fifth book, I want to give you guys a update on that. I am tentatively pushing for All Marvin's Children to be edited and out and ready for release by the end of next month, 2021. I know that this book has been a long time coming. It took me 2 years to write this book, and y'all know it only takes me almost a year to a couple of months to write a book. Well, because, like, you know, I went back to school, got my medical certification, and, you know, was, you know, looking for job, you know, different job, at, you know, attributes and things, with another job. It took me 2 years to write this book, and part of my procrastination, I put that in there too, because it takes a lot to write a book. And that's why I tell people all the time that starting out, there is a sacrifice that you put forth when you're writing a book. It takes a lot to sit at a laptop or a computer to write a book. So part of that was my procrastination too, and I apologize, but I am intensively pushing for All Marvin's Children to be out no later than the end of January of next year. Tentatively, January of next year. So I know I've been promising it. I know I've been doing different trailers on Facebook and Instagram. Well, the wait is over. I know I keep saying that, but the wait is over. So I'm pushing for next month to push out my fifth book, All Marvin's Children. And then I'm coming back with another book. So y'all going to get two instead of one, 2021. All Marvin's Children, and I'm following that with Friday After Dark 2. Yes, Friday After Dark 2 is a long time coming too. Y'all enjoy Friday After Dark. So I said I was going to start a series with that. So Friday After Dark 2, I'm tentatively pushing for that to be edited and out for release and done by the summer. By the summer. So don't get two books from me. I'll be at my sixth book, and y'all going to get two books from me next year. After which, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a little break, little mini break from writing, and I want to read other people's books and concentrate on some other things I got working in my belt, too. And then also, I know some of you know about it, some of you did not. It's Gonna Rain. It's going to be turned into an audiobook sometime next year, too. The girl that I'm working with, she's been working on it, but due to COVID and going back and forth to the studio because she's out in California, and due to COVID, she had some bumps in the road where she had to stop, pick back up, stop, pick back up. Well, I'm pushing for that to be done from her end by the summer of next year, too. So It's Gonna Rain, my baby, my moneymaker, I should say, the one that won me the award for Fiction Book of 2017, will be out and ready for audiobook for listening. So if you don't like to read, pick up this, you can listen to this book on your iPhone, your Kindle, your it's going to be out ready for you to listen to it. So I'm tentatively pushing for that to be done in the summer, too. So I got a lot of good things coming up for you all on my end by next summer. And then also the Saturday Spotlight will probably take its break right before the summer and pick back up in probably August or September when we take our little break. So, you know, I give you, you know, vacation time for myself and you all, like, you know, I just, you know, I have to, you know, give a little break. So I want to say about maybe July, beginning of July, June, when I'll take a break and go off for a couple of months and then come back. So, but like I said, good things coming. All Marvin's Children, Friday After Dark 2, and then It's Gonna Rain will be turned into an audio book. And also I want to start reading other authors' books as well, too, because before I was a writer, I was a reader. So, and there's a couple of books I want to read, mainly Sister Soldier's sequel to Coldest Winter Ever. And then her Midnight series was kind of interesting, so I want to check that out. I got some Eric Jerome Dickey books I want to read. It's a couple of people books that are on my shelf that I want to read. So in the process of me taking a break, I'll also be doing a lot of reading. And then health as well. You're like me. Once I get off the show, I'm going to get onto my treadmill and start working out because I've gained – I'm going to start gaining some weight, y'all. And then this past week, I want to let y'all know, too, I had a, you know, shocking experience. I woke up out of my sleep and I had chest pain. So I know that has a lot to do with my gaining of weight. And, you know, it's not good. So that was kind of a wake-up call for me this week, too. So I've been watching what I've been eating, and I've also been working out. I have a treadmill at my house. So I'm going to press health as well. So if you don't have a treadmill, at least try to get something. Try to get you, if you, because we can't really go to the gym. People don't really want to go to the gym because of COVID. We'll get you a Tai Bo DVD or a DVD work. If you don't want to do 45 minutes to an hour, at least give yourself 30. Baby steps, baby steps. But watch, less, especially black people, us, please, let's watch what we eat. Let's keep our health up. We got to keep our temples up because, especially with me getting older now, I can't eat some of the foods that I used to eat. I can't do some of the stuff that I used to do. And I don't want to end up becoming a borderline diabetic because that's one of the things that my doctor wants to talk to me about too. So health is wealth. I will be promoting that throughout my shows as well too. So like I said, if you're not going to give yourself at least 45 minutes to an hour to work out, baby steps, 20 minutes. And if you don't have a treadmill, get out your DVD or start doing some sit-ups, some push-ups, and that grease, leave it alone. Get you a salad. Get you substitute stuff for that grease. Like, I've done really good this week, too. I didn't get no breakfast food out. I didn't eat no McDonald's for lunch or dinner out. I ate bowls of cereal for breakfast each day. Well, I did like a Herbalife shake. I've done that. And I've also been getting on the treadmill. So I'm dedicating myself to health as well because when the summer gets here and hopefully this COVID is lift, I want to be down about a good 40 pounds, you know. So I want, you know, a lot of ailments running my mom's side of the family, and I want to take back that generational curse because I lost an uncle at the age of 45, and I will be 45 within the next 4 or 5 years, but I lost an uncle at the age of 45 to a massive heart attack. So it's a wake-up call. It really was, and especially when I woke up this week with these chest pains, I said to myself, you know what? I've got to do better. So health is wealth is what I also be promoting as well, too, throughout the show. So with that being said, as always, this show is sponsored by the New Beggars Pizza in Gary, Indiana, and they're located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. And tonight they're open till 10 p.m. Their hours and days of operation are Sunday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can call your order in at 219-951-0695, pick up or order online, or get delivered through DoorDash. Again, or delivered to DoorDash, and visit GaryBeggarsPizza.com. I'm sorry. Visit GaryBeggarsPizza.com if you want to do your delivery through DoorDash. But they're located, again, at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana, and they're open until 10 p.m. tonight. That's the New Beggars Pizza in Gary, Indiana. And Mickey's on Stoney, located at 8126 South Stoney Island Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. They're home of the famous jerk fries and a salmon burger and the Mickey Classic. You can call in or get delivery. That number is 773-902-2800, and they're open till midnight tonight. Again, that's Mickey's on Stoney, located at 8126 South Stoney Island in Chicago, Illinois. And their number is 773-902-2800, and they're open till midnight tonight. And raise the bar. Raise the bar. And, again, I'm promoting my girl Jennifer Coles. Jennifer Coles for Markham Mayor. She is either part owner or owner. I have to get that straight. I'm sorry. But she is either part owner or owner of Raise the Bar in Markham, and she is running for mayor next term. So punch Jennifer Coles. Remember that name, Jennifer Coles. But Raise the Bar, they're located at 3350 159th Street in Markham, Illinois, and their new hours to further notice and days are Wednesday to Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're closed Sunday and Tuesday. Due to COVID right now, they're only doing one-person pickup or curbside pickup. You can do your order through Grubhub or Uber Eats as well. And Raise the Bar is located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. Their phone number is 708-566-4088. They have daily specials. Call ahead to see what it is each that day. Their sweet variety shop is open every day as well, too. They offer catering and event menus and make custom cakes and cookies. So they do it all at Raise the Bar. And like I said, y'all, make sure y'all support my girl. I'm promoting my girl, Jennifer Coles, for mayor of Markham. But that's Raise the Bar. They're located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham. And their number is 708-566-4088. You can get them for your custom cakes, cookies, pies. They have daily specials every day, and their cookie and candy shop, I should say, is open when they're open as well, too. And Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois. Their hours of operation are Saturday and Sunday, Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and they're closed Monday and Tuesday. So they're open Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday through Friday, and 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. They're closed Monday and Tuesday. And their phone number is 708-825-9105. And that's Azande Gardner, who has been in the family, hanging out with my cousin Jermaine for so many years. He's like a brother, Azande Gardner. Support that brother. He is the owner of Pop Culture Popcorn, and they have, I think, two or three locations, but the location out here in the suburbs is in Phoenix. And that address is 509 East 153rd Street, and located in Phoenix, Illinois. And they have 50 flavors of popcorn, so not just cheese, not just caramel. They have different flavors. I think you got a jerk flavor, popcorn flavor, and it's just as good as Garrett. So get on over there to Pop Culture Popcorn. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois. And their number is 708-825-9105. All right. So next week, we talk to author LaVon. Author LaVon is no stranger to the literary world. She is a world phenomenon name here in Chicago and across the world. And we talked to her on our special pre-Christmas show. Also, the Ebony Abbey book giveaway. Readers, you do not want to miss this. I know a lot of you like to listen on the web, on the computer, but you might want to call in because we got a lot of good books to give away in this book giveaway. So you don't want to miss out. You might get some book you might have been looking for. You might have been looking for that book, and we might have it on this show for that show next week. So you want to call in so you can get that book. So we're looking to have an awesome and good time next week. So that is my time for this Saturday. Like I said, this show is going to be short due to the fact that Author Candy Licker could not make it. I hope everything is all right with her. Say a prayer for her. I hope she, whatever is going on, that everything gets, nothing is too serious. But due to unfortunate circumstances, she could not be on the show tonight. So let's say a prayer for her. But next week, we come back with Author LaVon and the Ebony Abbey M book giveaway. And with that being said, have a good night. Have a good week. We ain't got that long. It's, another 2 weeks to Christmas. And always remember, as I say every show, what you do for Christ. And only what you do for Christ will last. Good night, y'all. Have a good week. See you next week on the Saturday Spotlight.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.